Hampton.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1
Gina Alexandria.
92.5
Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For God is great, and He's so greatly to be praised. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your name. God, we thank you for keeping us for which entire year. Father God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. Keeping us, oh God, clothed in our right mind. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor which is due your name. Now, precious Father, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Father God, give us more wisdom, more knowledge, and more understanding of your word. Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise that is due your precious name. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse. That's 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter and the 7th verse. And it says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic for today is, don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you see. You see, we all have goals and dreams and promises and prophecies that we're standing on. And when we see God's favor, doors opening, our health is improving, and the right people showing up in our lives, it's so easy to believe that God is at work, which He is. But sometimes when we're praying, believing, and doing our best, there's no sign that it's going to happen. Every circumstance says you will never get well. You will never meet the right person. You will never accomplish your dream. It's easy to get discouraged and give up on what we're believing for. You see, we think that God, just give me a sign that you are working. Just let me know that God, you is with me. If only I can see something improving. Walking by faith, not by sight, means fixing our eyes on what is eternal. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, come on here somebody, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is only temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. But the scripture says, faith is the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. So if you have the evidence and can see it, it's easy to stay encouraged. But that doesn't take any faith. To reach your destiny, there will be times when there is no evidence, and you have to dig down deep and say, I don't have to have the evidence. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by how I feel. I'm moved by what I know. Come on here, somebody. And God, I know that you are faithful to what you promise. People of God, don't believe the lie that just because you don't see a sign that means God is not working. In the unseen realm of the spirit, God is arranging things in your favor. Yes, he is. He is lining up the healing. He is bringing the destiny helpers into your life to help you, to push you. He is rearranging that promotion. So, after the resurrected Jesus suddenly appeared to Thomas. Thomas, who had refused to believe what they said, that Jesus had resurrected. He just didn't believe it. That's why they call him Doubting Thomas. He said, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." This is what Jesus said. And this is John 20 and 29. You haven't seen it, but you keep believing. Come on here, somebody. God says there's a blessing coming because you believe without the evidence. You believe without the sign that favor is coming. Healing is coming. Victory is coming. Salvation is here. Come on here, somebody. Your finances is getting better. Woo, my God. Deliverance is coming. You believe. People of God, don't be a Thomas and say, "God, show me a sign. Then I will believe." Come on here. "Let my circumstances improve. Then I will stay in faith." Don't be a Thomas. "Open this door. Then I'll know you are working." In other words, don't put God in no compromising position. Oh, somebody better get this. God is looking for people who will believe him without a sign, who are not moved by what they don't see, who don't need the evidence to prove to them that God is working. Because he is the same God that did it back then. He's the same God that is working now. When you can't see anything happening, God is showing you that he trusts you. You don't have to see everything to keep moving forward. You've matured to the point where you walk by faith and not by sight. To get to where God is taking you, listen to me well, the amazing future that lies ahead that he has planned, it requires you to trust him without a sign. If you have to see everything to stay encouraged and keep believing, it will limit how high you will go. Let me encourage you on this morning that your time is coming. I want you to believe and to be encouraged that your time is coming. What God promised is on the way. Your miracle has already been set in motion. Get ready. What you're believing God for is going to happen suddenly and unexpectedly. Let me tell you this. God restores lives. Yes, he does. Mephibosheth was the grandson of the king. But due to unfortunate events in his childhood, the young man was living a life of poverty and disability in a ghetto place called Lodabar, until God sent someone to help him, things change. Hold on. You are not forgotten. You are not stuck. You are not out of options. It's not over until God says it's over. God knows exactly where you are. He knows your location. Help is on the way. God is sending some destiny helpers that will help you with your vision, that will not be intimidated nor jealous of you. They see what God sees in you. 2025 will be your year of sudden deliverance, and your destiny will be restored. 2025 will be your comeback year, your get back year. You're getting back all that you lost with an unexpected twist, because God simply wants to bless you. So don't be moved by what you see. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to the prophecies. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Remain faithful to what God has called you to do. This is a new season in your life. Congratulations, you've made it. My God, let us pray. Spirit of the living God, Lord, I thank you for a brand new year. A year that, God, we have made up our mind, God. We're going to continue to serve you no matter what it feels like, no matter what we got to go through, no matter what's going on, God. We're saying yes to your will and yes to your way. God, thank you that you have restored us back to you. Thank you that, Lord God, resurrected things have came back to life, oh God. Thank you for the shaking in the spirit realm, God. We trust you, God, even though we may not can trace you. But God, God, we trust you, God. We trust your word, God. We stand firm, knowing that you will do exactly what you say do. And we will give you all the glory and all the honor. Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Casting call for the play Hidden Love Affair. Actors, actresses, singers, musicians, stage hands, whatever you are called to do, if you want to participate, auditions will be held every Tuesday and Thursday at the Zion Hill Church Family Theater at 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana, at 5 p.m. beginning January the 2nd. There will be a 30 to 60 second video audition just in case you cannot make it to the, my God, in-person auditions. I am inviting everyone to come out. This is family-oriented, faith-based, and fun. If you are interested, you can call me at 318-542-3417. That's 318-542-3417. I will email you the script and the available characters that are available at castingcrewcall@yahoo.com. You can email me also at castingcrewcall@yahoo.com. The Hidden Love Affair is a play about David and Bathsheba with a twist of flavor, and it will be performed in June of 2025 at the Colin Saunders Performing Arts Center. Now, remember, if you need to contact me personally, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you, and God does too. And you always know, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by